WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Tuesday's primary election ended yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting.
Congratulations to Commissioner Cauley on her decisive primary election victory.
Commissioner Nancy Berry noted Irma Cauley received the Democratic nomination after receiving 81% of the primary vote. Another contested Democratic primary in Brazos County involved the winner having to wait for voters to decide how to deal with an opponent who withdrew, but their name remained on the ballot. Josh Wilkinson won the Democratic primary for House District 14 after spending about $1,000.
I didn't see a big point in raising a whole bunch of money and spending it to get in a primary against another Democrat, so I kind of played it low key.
Wilkinson said he was able to save the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The Texas A&M women's basketball team is hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend. Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller, during a visit on our show, says one step in preparing Reed Arena as a host site involves placing logo stickers on the court.
They put them on a big pallet and a tube, and you have to unroll them and like put like books and things down to hold them flat. Because at some point, the installers have to like, you know, push those things and push, you know, get all the air bubbles out.
Do they have official installers? Or?
Well, no, we will hire some. We will spend some money locally to get someone to professionally do it because we like those NCAA letters to be straight.
Miller says women's basketball events this week will be about $500,000 impact on the local community. The Aggies take on the 13 seed Drake at 1:30 p.m. on Friday. You can find tickets online at 12thman.com. One topic that has kept Texas A&M President Michael Young busy this year is dealing with how to handle future free speech events. Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that he has been before state lawmakers and was scheduled to chair a committee of the American Association of Universities.
Presidents and some lawyers who are looking at this issue, how it affects universities and how we really work in the context of this kind of environment.
Young brought up one probability.
We certainly anticipate that, what did the Irish say, spring is the marching season. We anticipate that we will have more opportunities to address these kinds of issues going forward. And certainly we see it happening in other universities already. No reason to think that we will not have those same opportunities here.
Young told the Faculty Senate there are three variables that come into play with free speech events: campus safety, how free speech events affect daily operations, and the costs of the events. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced another record Empty Bowls Junior fundraiser.
We will award the proceeds from that event to in-school food pantries, which is a huge deal because a lot of kids go home hungry every week and their families do as well.
CEO Chris Dyer says five food pantries serving area schools will share almost $7,000. That's up from $5,500 last year. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 44 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to TwinCityMission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic, plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
Holland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
For award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
Hey, let's check some weather as we come up on 610, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure stays in control. The pattern through tomorrow, we'll have sunshine today. Temperatures, They'll warm up to about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Tonight we look to be clear to partly cloudy. We should be down to about 45 to 50 overnight. Tomorrow we're going to be partly sunny and we turn milder, highs near 75. Clouds increase tomorrow night. There may even be a few showers, 60 to 65. Scattered showers along with the chance of a thunderstorm Friday, warm 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a marathon baseball game last night at Bluebell Park, the longest game in Aggie baseball history. Went 18 innings. The unfortunate thing is the Aggs did not come out on top. They fell to UT Arlington 5-1. Now, things were scoreless all the way until the top of the 18th. Coach Rob Childers said the bats just needed to come around. They never quite did.
For 17 innings, we were outstanding on the mound, a lot of heroes on the mound. We were amazing defensively, made a lot of wonderful plays, and just weren't able to get a big hit for those first 17 innings.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also looking at the first four in the first half of those games played last night. Radford and St. Bonaventure moving on in the men's NCAA tournament. So we'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
Save that audio there of the coach where he says we weren't able to get a hit for the first 17 innings.
Yeah.
Don't hear that too often.
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't. It was frustrating for sure.
Well, what time did it end? Do we know?
After midnight.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got the press release at 1:20.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, it usually takes a little while.
But Thomas is usually pretty quick. I mean, it's within the hour.
So basically, that baseball team just got home. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they had to, then get on the bus and then drive back up to...
And probably eat something somewhere.
Right. So they're probably just getting home.
Well, it's spring break.
Oh,
they can sleep
right in. Oh,
sure.
Well, you're right. Yep. So, man, how about those basketball games?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
I didn't watch them.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
I don't even know who won.
Apparently, St. Bonaventure, they beat UCLA.
Oh,
wow.
So that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So the Bonnies are moving on, and it was Radford, whatever their name is. I don't even know.
Right,
Radford.
With an R. Yeah.
And LIU Brooklyn.
Yeah, of course.
The Blackbirds.
Do you think that the people from UCLA were just completely disgusted? Because you take somebody who's like 70 years old and remembers when they won like a bajillion games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now they had to play for the right to actually get into the tournament.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and folks apparently are calling for their head coach's head.
That happens. Yeah.
But, after getting bounced in that first four.
Well,
of course, he's had three Sweet 16 appearances. And they won 30-plus games last year. But, again, it's UCLA, and if you're a blue-chip program, you deserve better.
Don't have that Lonzo Ball kid anymore, right? So, or his dad. So, yeah. So Little Caesars is offering basketball fans a chance to score with a free lunch at participating Little Caesars.
Okay.
Oh, participating.
Yeah, if any number 16 beats a number 1. In this crazy, unexpected situation that actually starts up for real tomorrow.
So do you have to have it in your bracket, or they're just saying if it happens, then they're going to offer everybody
free lunch? Well, here's my thought. Let's see. Available participating restaurants. I'm guessing what happens is you have to probably turn it into them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you'll have to put your email address on there.
No spam, though. No spam.
No, not. I'm sure there won't be any at all.
I'll allow Little Caesars to email me.
Would you?
Yeah. They got the hot and ready, man. It's delicious.
Because after all, email spam from a pizza place is exactly what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then there's this, one of our favorite, Jim Gaffigan's favorite places.
Mm-hmm. I thought the IHOP was a dump.
Well, it might be a dump. They're offering free breakfast for like a year.
Oh,
okay? Wow.
One free breakfast for a year to one customer, like every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going
out there to sell. Be late to work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, we talked about how they had their really expensive pancake themed clothing going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like they were $40 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
No, it was more than that, wasn't it?
Okay.
Like the onesie was like $80.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay, so here's what they're going to do. They have decided that they're giving away Free breakfast for a year. The giveaway will be awarded to one customer via sweepstakes. The award will be given in the form of 78 $50 gift certificates.
Ah, okay.
I don't know why we do 78 of them. But
me
anyway.
Neither. But I would prefer that than like being forced to go to IHOP every
good
day.
Point. Yeah, because you're just not up for it, right?
Right.
Because after all, nothing says, hey, y'all are special to me than getting a bunch of your friends together.
Right, and having a big IHOP party.
Going over to IHOP and paying with gift cards.
How many? 58 or 78
78
times
of,
50?
Yeah, well, 3,900 bucks. Basically, yeah, the quote, yeah, 3,900 okay. bucks of IHOP money. The amount would cover actually
Would be $10
yeah, basically
$10
a day.
Cents yep. a day. Yeah, so okay.
Ain't no party like a pancake party.
Listen ooh, to her ooh. Doing math like she knows what she's doing, man. Just wow.
You know.
So customers will need to enter the challenge, and of course, once again, through their mobile app.
Right, of
so
course.
So not only will they have your information, they'll annoy you.
Right, okay.
Because mm-hmm. I downloaded an app the other day that I thought would be very convenient.
Uh-huh.
And
not so much.
Now it talks to me every day. And I don't really want that.
What
you know?
Are you downloading
it was,
over there?
It was a Sam's Club, okay?
Okay.
So you could do a fast checkout. Okay?
Oh, right.
But then it just wants to remind me that they're doing something. Well, I don't care, okay? I know where you are.
Yeah.
If I want some of that stuff, I'll come get it, whatever
sure.
it is. But quit it. And
quit it.
So
quit
today,
it. Stop.
Today's Wednesday, and I got one yesterday, and I got one on Monday. So I'm hoping this isn't going to be an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was going to be
convenient.
You can
always delete it.
Well, that's probably right. If I get one today, I'm going to delete it because it's not that big a weight here.
Okay.
You know,
that's
true.
It. I'm done. I'm done.
That's it.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Because after all, don't you want a pallet of Gatorade?
Mm. Right. For
really
your pancake party.
Yeah.
Wash it down.
Yeah.
It's got electrolytes.
Of course it does.
Electrolytes.
Get hydrated.
Once again, we'll look forward to that. We'll see. And what's the temperature? It's
44. It's
chilly.
Chilly.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a Big Bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
It's the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Events and livestock shows begin Tuesday, March 20th and ends with the premium auction on the final day, Saturday, March 24th. The 62nd annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, and Pegasus Optimization Managers. Experience all the excitement of the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. It's 6:19. All right, here we go. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's March the 14th, and it is Pi Day.
Pie Day. You like pie too?
Yeah.
I like
not
pie.
That
you like
kind
pie
of
too?
Pie.
Oh, okay.
Come on, all boys.
All right.
Talk about math.
I like pie.
Yeah, we're doing math.
3.14.
Yeah, we don't know much beyond that.
I read a meme the other day on social media, and it said, "Remember when teachers told us we wouldn't be able to carry calculators everywhere we went? Ha,
oh,
show them."
That's an excellent point.
I know. Well, that's what I was doing, you know, earlier at the IHOP math. I was
okay.
just on my phone.
Yep.
I thought that's what they just meant, that you couldn't carry them in class.
Yeah, well, one more thing. Yeah, call your teacher today and say, here's one more thing you were wrong about. It's National Potato Chip Day. We told you that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate if you decide you want to do that. It's Ask a Question Day. Okay. Learn about Butterflies Day, if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, butterflies.
We went to the butterfly, like, not museum. What's
enclosure?
That? In Houston. Yeah.
Enclosure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would. I think it was eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and you would spend half the day. They split us up into two groups. You'd spend half the day at the Holocaust Museum, and then the other half at the butterfly exhibit. I know. Talk about like the polar opposites.
Yeah.
But it was a very informational day.
They have a Holocaust Museum in Houston?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's, I mean, very, very, like, in, I mean, it's like cool, and I don't know how to use the word.
It's informative.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's a really neat museum.
It's interesting that you'd have that. You know, again, in Houston, you don't think about that, but clearly there's a strong Jewish community there who I'm sure funded that. All right,
yeah.
So it's also Mother Day. Mother Day. Let me see. Yeah, it has to do with moths. I guess if you like moths.
Okay.
So it's Butterfly Day and Moth Day?
Yeah, I wonder which one started first. Because, I mean, one decided, hey, wait a minute. We're going to do this.
Well, so, I feel like butterflies are being a bully if they took the Moth Day. Because most people like butterflies better.
Butterflies are everybody's favorite.
They are. But,
I don't know
but
why.
I like real butterflies, like in real life. I don't like butterflies on things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know.
Butterfly stickers.
Like there we go.
Sun catchers.
Perfect.
And things like that. Yeah, ooh. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's like the butterflies always get treated special.
Or like butterfly clips in your hair or butterfly necklaces.
Oh, whatever. You were wearing those when you were little.
Butterfly clips for sure.
I was going to say, were you forced to do this as a child? And so now you're starting to reap.
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, butterfly tattoos.
Oh,
that's really where
just
it's
be
at.
The bestest, wouldn't it?
It stinks that you're not on social media. You missed a picture of her in her dancing outfit whenever she was. How old were you?
Why did we just bring this up out of nowhere?
Because you were talking about
butterflies.
You were talking about when you were young and what stuff you used to wear in your hair when you were young. And then I thought, hey, Chelsea, young.
Zach
call
me out on the show all the time.
We'll do this next hour when you want to talk about your dancing coming up.
Okay? Then
we
can talk
about it. We'll tie
it
all together then. And then that way you can come up with some witty, you know.
Yeah, I'll be thinking. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. And now it's National Children's Craft Day.
Ew, remember that paint first, a stained glass butterfly.
Well, I'm just thinking.
I loved arts and crafts.
I did too.
Yeah, but
I still do. I love crafts.
Heck yeah.
Macrame?
I mean, I haven't done any crafts in a long time.
I was gonna say, are you hanging out at Hobby Lobby a lot?
No,
do you,
I don't.
Do you go by
like,
Michael's? Or,
I'm like Kat. I don't have a craft room in my house.
Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. But you know, that's one of those parenting moments where your child brings home this obviously ugly thing that is not well constructed.
Right. And you still put it up on the fridge.
Of course you do.
Or you put it, you know, honey, that is the best macaroni sandcastle I've ever seen.
The best. If you could do more with popsicle sticks, I haven't seen it. All right, let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Simone Biles, speaking of Houston, she's turning 21. Olympic gold medalist. Boy, just now turning 21.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, that's crazy. So anyways, happy. Now
you
can
all like that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, especially gymnasts.
Yeah, that's the deal. Yeah. Okay.
So happy now you can legally drink day to Simone Biles. Ansel Elgort is turning 24.
Yeah.
So
actor.
So you think she's going to, like, tie one on tonight? I mean,
I don't know. Do you think? Maybe.
Seems like
no,
Simone.
No, I could see her going out and having, like, a pina colada.
All right, yeah, one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something with an umbrella in it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Ansel Elgort is turning 24. Caleb and Divergent, Gus and the Fault in Our Stars. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen either one of those, apparently. Anyways, those are popular. Jamie Bell turning 32, plays Abraham Woodhull on AMC's Turn Washington Spies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was in Fantastic Four, actually married his co-star Kate Mara last year.
Oh, hey.
So there you go. Taylor Hanson is turning 35. A little Hanson brothers.
Yes, please.
I mean, isn't it impossible to have any other song than that one? Was it that their only hit,
that was
pretty
it.
Much?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay.
So Taylor is turning 35 of the Hanson brothers today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Klein is turning 39, plays Oz in the American Pie movies. So if you're fans of those movies.
Yeah.
Corey Stahl is turning 42, plays Peter Russo in House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
Ephraim Goodweather on The Strain. He's been in a lot of other stuff, too. Ant-Man, he was in that. He was the villain in Ant-Man. Grace Park, turning 44, plays Kono on Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And is also in Battlestar Galactica.
Sure.
Christian Bush is turning 48. Now, he is the male half of the country band Sugarland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think they had split up. Jennifer Nettles had done her own
own thing for a little bit.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, we're better together. So they got back together. Mm-hmm. Penny Johnson, turning 57, plays Captain Gates on Castle. Was also Sherry Palmer on 24. Now she's the doctor on the Orville. Rick Dees is turning 68 today.
Wow.
Oh, man. So there you go.
Rick Dees, you're too young to know 40. About that.
Yeah, really.
Disco Duck back in the day.
Well, we run that on Candy, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, okay. Rick Dees in the weekly top 40.
There you go.
Yep.
I don't listen to Candy. I only listen to News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, okay, sure, okay.
Billy Crystal turning 70 today.
Wow. 70.
70. Wow. Quincy Jones, 85. Uh-huh. Been nominated for 79 Grammys, by the way. And of course, his daughter, Rashida Jones, is in lots of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Caine is turning 85 today.
There you go.
Man.
Like him. Yeah, he's good. 85. Wow. And Prince Albert of Monaco is 60 today.
Hey, happy birthday, Prince Albert.
It's that old joke, there used to be this tobacco that was called Prince Albert, and people would call and say, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Yes, we do. Well, you better let him out.
Buddy, that's hilarious.
Yeah, kid humor from a long time ago. All right, 626.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So on Monday, the House Intelligence Committee concluded their investigation into the so-called Russia collusion with the Trump campaign. Of course, there is no collusion, to no one's surprise. Zero evidence to prove the Russians colluded with anybody in the Trump campaign. Now, that's pretty big news after a 14-month investigation, you know, completely dismantling and destroying the narratives of Democrats and the media and what they've been pushing now for almost 2 years. Well, according to Newsbusters, the network evening news shows, well, they spent less than 1 minute covering the story, less than one. CBS News gave a whopping 31 seconds. ABC World News Tonight, 27 seconds. And NBC ignored the committee's findings completely. Well, what more do you expect from networks that report on the president's, you know, 91% negative attention all the time? The same network.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Boy, yesterday ended up pretty nice. Same thing going on today. High about 68 degrees with winds out of the north at 5, down to 47 tonight. Then 73, they're saying, for Thursday. Friday, we're up into the 80s. There'll be a slight chance of showers at 20 or 30%. By the way, as we get onto the weekend on Sunday, they're saying a 50-50 chance of showers, but temps will be up in the 80s, so be ready for that. Again, right now, winds out of the north at 6. We've got a chill factor of 41 and an air temperature of 44.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Google plans to ban all ads for cryptocurrencies and binary options starting in June and is cracking down on ads for other speculative financial instruments. Google's director of sustainable ads says it's part of Google's efforts to protect consumers from online scams. Walmart's trying to get ahead of Amazon with a wider rollout of home delivery of groceries. It's in 6 markets now, but Walmart will offer it in 100 cities by the end of the year. Cloud storage and file sharing service Dropbox plans an IPO this month to sell 36 million shares, priced between $16 and $18 per share. That would value the company at around $7 billion. The company already has 500 million users, including 11 million paying customers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 171 points. The S&P was off 18 points, and the NASDAQ snapped a seven-session winning streak, closing off 77. Futures, though, are trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station welcomes the Drake, Oklahoma, and DePaul women's basketball teams to town this weekend as the Aggies host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament Friday through Sunday.
Just this women's basketball this week, it's going to be about a $500,000 impact on the community.
Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller on our show says hosting championships is a team effort, both on campus and off campus.
We have built great facilities in this town. We have great hotels, restaurants, merchants, and everyone puts on a great show. They don't care if your shirt says Oklahoma or Drake on it. They welcome you to town and put on a great show. And the NCAA continues to want to send these events to our community.
DePaul and Oklahoma kick things off at 11 a.m. on Friday, followed by Texas A&M and Drake at 1:30. Visit 12thman.com to purchase tickets. A national issue that has also been addressed by state lawmakers involves free speech events on college campuses. When Texas A&M President Michael Young appeared at the last faculty senate meeting, he said a legislative committee was gently asked not to add regulations. Young brought up three variables they already deal with. One involves how free speech events affect the operation of the campus.
It doesn't make sense to invite free speech and accommodate free speech in a way that otherwise disables us from having the speech that occurs normally on the campus in terms of the classrooms and the research and the other work that goes on.
Another variable is the cost to those putting on free speech events.
Florida estimated that, not counting what the state put into it, that in the event they had on their campus, the cost may have been in the $600,000 range. It's one thing to say $600,000 in a $3 billion budget is simply in the noise of it. We all understand when you start to say $600,000 two or three times a year, how many professors, how many additional sections, or how many full ride scholarships, how many full ride meal plans could I give for that kind of money?
A third variable, which is a factor in the other two, is the safety of faculty, staff, and students. If you had the income to buy a second home, where would it be? The Texas A&M Real Estate Center is quoting a survey from a national publication that places Bryan College Station number 10 on the top hottest secondary home markets in the United States. The data from Smart Asset also ranks Lubbock at number 17. BCS was one of only three cities in the top 10 that were not near a beach, with Salisbury, Maryland, number 3, and Flagstaff, Arizona, number 8. Smart Asset determined the income of someone buying a second home is $197,000. That's compared to the income of someone buying a primary home of $74,000. The top city in the secondary home market is Ocean City, New Jersey. Three of the top 10 are from Florida. Hawaii and Massachusetts are mentioned once, and the list also includes Myrtle Beach, North and South Carolina. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting ended with Nancy Berry congratulating Irma Colley on what Berry called Colley's decisive primary election victory last week.
81% is impressive no matter where you are.
That was one of three contested Brazos County Democratic primaries. Another was the House District 14 race, which was won by Josh Wilkinson after his opponent suspended his campaign, though the opponent's name was still on the ballot.
It was a calculated risk. I'm rested and I'm not worn out. So I feel bad for my friends that had to go through this primary, a little more bruising than me, but I came out pretty well.
Wilkinson, who spent about $1,000 during the primary, saved the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The transgender bathroom bill is once again a hot topic of state lawmakers, as it's listed as one of the top barriers to attracting business to the state.
The report released by the State House Select Committee on Economic Competitiveness has targeted the transgender bathroom bill as holding the state back in business development. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is one who testified before the committee, saying legislation outlawing transgender-friendly bathroom policies would not attract companies like Amazon.
Coming to a state that has taken an extreme position, like the bathroom bill, which fortunately did not pass, that's a significant risk for them. That poses a challenge because it doesn't match up to their employee base.
Outgoing House Speaker Joe Strauss endorsed the report. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A record of almost $14,000 was raised this month for in-school food pantries and at-risk youth arts programs at the 6th annual Empty Bowls Junior Fundraiser. Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says students and teachers from more than 25 schools in the Brazos Valley donated more than 1,000 homemade bowls.
We have everybody from Franklin to Bryan to private schools here to College Station. We have a lot of school districts covered. Navasota, you name it, we got it.
Those bowls were filled with homemade soup that was donated by local restaurants. Monetary donations from more than 2,000 visitors are split between 5 food pantries and youth arts programs. And the city of College Station has announced a third street project during spring break week. The intersection of George Bush East and University Oaks will be closed today to fix a leaking water line. Meantime, Southwest Parkway at Welburn is still closed, as are some lanes on Rock Prairie near Longmire. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 44 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Bram, or Temple, or visit WC Tractor.
Healthcare.com. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
Arch high pressure system still covers the central United States this morning and it'll lead to sunshine across the area yet again today. Highs 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. We're going to fall back to about 45 to 50 degrees. It turns partly sunny tomorrow and it starts to warm up 75. Clouds tomorrow night, there may be a few showers, 60 to 65. Chance of showers on Friday, maybe a thunderstorm, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball played the longest game in history. At least that's according to the record books, 18 innings last night. However, the number 6 Aggies fell to UT Arlington 5-1. Coach Rob Childers said the offense just couldn't get it going.
We only have one opportunity, and that being the 13th inning to score without a big two-out hit. And, you know, we're much better offense than that, and we need to be able to be a great offense, not just with the wind blowing out, but when the wind's blowing in.
And things were scoreless all the way until the 18th. In the top of the inning, UT Arlington able to pull out 5 runs. So the Aggs dropped their second game of the season, so we'll talk about that. Also, the first 4, there were 2 games last night in the NCAA Men's Tournament. We'll cover that one, as well as the NIT in Waco. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I bet they had a big crowd there in Waco.
First round.
Huge.
Yeah, right. Huge.
All right, so how many times have you heard people say, man, I wish government ran like a business?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Something like that. Now, well, no, it does in some ways in that Chick-fil-A has people up waiting in line to get something handed to them. And the government could be that way, too.
But, yes, yeah. Sister.
No, but the idea is just be more efficient in the way you do things.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, yesterday, the president fired Rex Tillerson.
See ya.
Hey, gone.
That's what happens in the real world.
When you don't do your job well.
So I was talking to somebody yesterday. Exactly. So I was talking to somebody yesterday. And, you know, how many times do we remember? How many people did Obama fire? How many did Bush fire? Hey, this guy fires folks.
He's cleaning house.
He used to do a TV show where he said, you're fired.
Right.
You're fired.
Okay. So, and again, so it happened to be Tillerson. So he'll go back home, and, you know, he was, hey.
He's probably
this guy
happy.
He was a chairman of ExxonMobil, okay? He's doing all right.
He's fine.
And that was, that's kind of the weird thing, though, is that he's the chairman of ExxonMobil and hired on as the Secretary of State. I don't know. That was kind of a strange move.
And that's sure. He was out of the box from day one. Whole idea, who's this guy, or what is this guy doing as the Secretary of State? Well, he had a lot of contacts that he had made over his years in the business world, and, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But the deal is, the president's got an agenda. This guy doesn't follow the agenda, doesn't see eye to eye, then guess what? You get rid of him.
Right.
So, Mike Pompeo going to take over for Tillerson.
Pompeo.
Is how he says it. Them two. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's Pompeo, yeah.
He was a guy who was the head of the CIA, all right?
Right.
So, we got that going. So now, and there may be more.
And then I think, is it whoever took his position?
Yeah.
Is the first female. Here
yep,
we go.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you. Okay.
Gina Haspel.
Gina Haspel will become the new director of the CIA, the first woman so chosen. Congratulations to all.
Wow. So now we got a chick killing people, right?
Cool. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you've seen that Nikita,
it's like
Catwoman.
Right?
Exactly. Catwoman. Yeah, that'd work too.
Okay.
So the president's in California.
Yes.
California.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about his Space Force?
His what?
Space Force.
No.
Space Force?
Yeah. My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a warfighting domain.
Ooh.
Just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a Space Force. We'll develop another one. Space Force. We have the Air Force. We'll have the Space Force.
Stop.
We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day, because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll go with the Space Force. Uh-huh. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to
wait a minute.
It.
Wait.
That could happen.
I had a great idea. Hang on. Wait, stop.
Mom, I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to join the Space Force.
So we've got the Air Force and the Space Force. We'll change the Navy to the Water Force.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Army will be like the Land Force.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So does that mean that folks who go into the Space Force ROTC will be space cadets?
Well, I think they might.
That's what it sounds like.
I think they might. Well,
Chelsea's going to sign up. Chelsea, Commander Chelsea.
If I were to sign up for any military branch, it would be the Space Force.
Commander Chelsea.
For sure.
Oh,
he did have something to say about California. I know he's out there, and we haven't really read many of his tweets lately.
Right.
But yesterday he tweeted that California's sanctuary policies are illegal and unconstitutional and put the safety and security of our entire nation at risk. Thousands of dangerous and violent criminal aliens are released as a result of sanctuary policies, set free to prey on innocent Americans. This must stop.
Well, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know if you heard yesterday also kind of a win for the state. SB4, which was a law that was enacted in Texas having to do with local governments doing this whole sanctuary cities policy, was upheld by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
So the state basically saying, no, you can't have sanctuary cities in Texas. So if you want that, you can move out to California, something like that.
Sure.
Hey, this is a kind of an interesting story, at least a couple of them on the Texas level. Byron Cook, who's an outgoing state representative from Corsicana, chairman of the House State Affairs Committee, told us yesterday that Greg Abbott was opposed to the bathroom bill.
Really?
Which was what Dan Patrick, of course, you know, tied up the entire legislature about over on the Senate side. Well, the Greg Abbott, and again, Abbott did not say it. Byron Cook said it, but he says the governor didn't see eye to eye with the light governor when it came to that. So
I did not. I would
little controversy.
Didn't realize
there.
I'm surprised he kept that under wraps and that wasn't made even more public.
Well, I don't. You know, for as much money as he has and as much popularity as he has, I still think that Abbott is scared of Dan Patrick's voting bloc or voting power in some ways. I mean, I think he's concerned that this guy might run against him sometime. But certainly, Patrick is a very popular politician in Texas, so a little odd. Now, among the jobs that just are very, very difficult, first I think of the Homeland Security. I mean, I don't know how that guy sleeps at night, because there's one more thing you got to think about that has to be done to keep terrorists from getting in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is the VA secretary. I mean, they can't get this thing right. You heard about the shootings over the weekend in California, which in the Veterans Hospital. The current VA secretary is David Shulkin. He's the guy who came under fire because he had the taxpayers pay for his wife's trip with him to Europe last year.
Okay.
He caught some heat there. So he's probably out. Now they're saying Governor Goodhair may be the next one.
Really?
He may be the next head of the VA.
Moving from Secretary of Energy to...
To that.
To that.
So we'll see. And again,
is that a lateral move?
Well, here's the deal. No, I think it's a higher profile move because here's the deal. If we're mistreating our veterans, if we're not getting them the health care that we need, and it's a controversy that's been rolling along for about 5 or 6 years, which only been publicized for 5 or 6 years. Clearly the problems have been there much longer than that. And I know they're trying to get it fixed, and they finally fired a few people last year, but clearly there's a lot of frustration still that the veterans are not being taken care of properly as they should be, as they deserve, because, after all, they gave for our country. So to be in that job, I mean, you're going to have to wrap your hands around it and get rid of the problems. And so we'll see if that happens or not. But Rick Perry's name being floated for that. It's Chit Chat Wednesday. We'll talk with Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes, and we'll talk with Mayor Mooney later on this morning. All right, 6:48.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like Auto Connect Drive Over Mower Deck, Quick Park Loader, iMatch Quick Hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor, up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's Toxic Plants in Pastures and Rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As we reach adult gardening age, we often think back to the plants our grandparents grew, and we wonder whatever became of those old heirloom flowers and fruits and vegetables and even landscaping plants. How come we don't see them anymore? Was there something inherently wrong with them, or do we just have to have new and improved variations? Or did we just grow tired of growing them? It could be any or all of those. Whatever happened to the plants we're going to talk about right after this important message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Well, you heard some of the things that could happen to plants that would cause them to fall from favor, and actually it's a little of all of them. Specifically with flowers and vegetables, for example, hybrid types replaced many of the old inbreds. Hybrid plants combine the genes of similar but unrelated strains, and the resulting plants are more vigorous and more productive than either parent. Some will contend that hybrid tomatoes come with some loss of flavor or texture compared to the old heirlooms. But the seed breeders will promise that their new tomatoes are just as sweet or sweeter and several times more productive, maybe 5 or 10 times more fruit. It's hard to argue with their data, especially after you've had a plate of the wonderful new tomatoes. But many still want to grow the old heirlooms, and they're content with the 4 or 5 fruit that they'll get per plant. They really are sorry dog investments. Other gardeners will tell you that modern rose hybridization has come at the expense of durability and fragrance, as growers primarily sought flower color and size and form. That may have happened for a while. I'm not an expert on roses to that detail, but I have been in gardens of antique roses, and just as an amateur's comment, this has to be the way that heaven is supposed to smell. They're just terrific. Of course, many of the old roses lack strong stems and cut flower form, and that's the case that's made for the fancy new hybrid teas. You can't have it all in most cases. Some of our favorite woody plants have taken quite a different path. Perfectly good shrubs, prove their merits, become the beloved go-to shrubs of every garden design. Then they become overused and finally stub their toes due to weather or pest, and we simply grow tired of them. Fitzer junipers and golden arborvitaes were everywhere in the 40s and 50s, and bagworms wiped them out in our minds. Wax ligustrums were stars of the 60s, well into the 70s, and cold weather took a toll on them in the late 70s, early 80s. It's harder to single out the fair-haired stars of the 80s and 90s, but wax myrtles and bald cypress certainly became common, and they're developing a lot of problems, especially if you get into alkaline soils. The next plant that seems to be teetering is the rock star of the aughts, and that's Laura Petalum or fringe flower. It's beginning to show a lot of deterioration, especially, again, in alkaline soils with iron deficiency. There are some old standbys, plants that are really well-suited. Talk to your nurseryman. Planting new turf grass in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Well, the longest game in Aggie baseball history ended in a loss last night as the number 6 Aggs fell to UT Arlington 5-1 in 18 innings. Coach Rob Childress said the bats just weren't working for the Maroon and White.
It was a great game if you're a baseball fan, but for us, we got to be much better offensively, and we only have one opportunity, and that being the 13th inning to score without a big two-out hit, and you know we're much better offense than that, and we need to be able to be a great offense, not just with the wind blowing out, but when the wind's blowing in. We've got to be able to get bunts down. We've got to be able to hit and run and do different things. But for 17 innings, we were outstanding on the mound, a lot of heroes on the mound. We were amazing defensively, made a lot of wonderful plays, and just weren't able to get a big hit for those first 17 innings.
It marked the second loss of the season for the Maroon and White, who head to Auburn this weekend to kick off SEC play against the 14th-ranked Tigers. Aggie women's golf's Maddie Zarek shot a 2-over-146 and is just one shot off the lead following the first two rounds of the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational in Hawaii. The Aggies are currently tied for fourth in the team standings with the third and final round set for this afternoon at 1 p.m. Radford and St. Bonaventure are on to the men's NCAA tournament. The Highlanders topped LIU Brooklyn last night 71-61, while the Bonnies bested UCLA 65-58. Now the last leg of the first four is set for this evening, with Texas Southern and North Carolina Central going at it at 5:40 and Syracuse, Arizona State at 8:10. In the NIT, Baylor had no problem handling Wagner in the first round last night, 80-59 in Waco. Manu Lukoff scored 24 points for the Bears to advance to take on the winner of tonight's matchup between Mississippi State and Nebraska. In the professional game, Harrison Barnes put up 30 as the Dallas Mavericks downed the New York Knicks last night, 110-97. Mavs head man Rick Carlisle gave a lot of the credit to Barnes for the win.
Yeah, Harrison was great from start to finish. He had a good rhythm. We were going to him. Teammates were finding him. He did a little bit of everything.
Now Dallas, which is supposed to be tanking this year, has now won 3 of its last 4, so they need to get on the ball. And the Lone Star State, 6 Spurs players finished in double figures as San Antonio blasted the Orlando Magic 108-72. With the Spurs on the playoff bubble, sixth man Patty Mills was asked if he's done any scoreboard watching of late.
I don't keep an eye on the stands. I know other guys do. You know, some guys do, some guys don't. But you know, you can't control that side of things. You can control like things like tonight, and we're able to do that. That we got a great chance here at home in front of a home crowd, and you know, the crowd was good tonight. So to be able to, you know, play hard and play smart in front of a crowd like that is something that we're all looking forward to for sure.
Now, San Antonio is currently in a 3-way tie with the LA Clippers and Utah Jazz for the Western Conference's 8th playoff spot. The Spurs have not missed the postseason in 21 years. Out on the ice, Arturi Lehkonen found the net twice as the Montreal Canadiens bested the Dallas Stars north of the border 4-2. Stars head man Ken Hitchcock after the loss.
I mean, we had a really good game going, and 4-minute minor put us on the back pedal, and then I thought our checking in the neutral zone when we were killing the penalties put us in another tough spot. We just, you know, it's 2 games in a row now we've had careless sticks, and it's hurt us.
With the loss, the Stars fall to 38-26-6 on the year and have now dropped 4 of their last 5. And in some offseason NFL news, a pair of quarterbacks are getting paid. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints have reportedly agreed to a 2-year, $50 million extension, while free agent Sam Bradford and the Arizona Cardinals have inked a 1-year, $20 million deal. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Everybody loves the stock market as long as it's going up. In 2007 and 8, it shot down 38% and took 7 years to recover your wealth. Hello, I'm Debbie Bloyd, and I've got an investment option where you're in control and you're not nervously clinging to an unpredictable stock market. Better yet, you can earn a high rate of return for a fixed rate and no risk to your principal. It's also available for IRA and 401k rollovers. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd, at 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Are you tired of slow, bad internet? Well, there are amazing new internet plans from Viasat. Starfire, your local Viasat retailer, is excited to roll out brand new, super fast internet plans that are available no matter where you live. These are all new plans with up to 50 megabyte per second speeds. You may not know what that means, but believe me, it's fast. Give them a call at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788, and they'll explain everything. If you choose to order service, one of their local installation technicians will get you connected immediately. Starfire is a locally owned business operating right here in the Brazos Valley. Say goodbye to slow internet. Call them at 979-279-2788. That's Starfire, 979-279-2788. They're looking forward to hearing from you. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Ag Council is hosting the 20th Annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 16th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo. Howdy, I'm Jim Mazurkovich, Chairman of the Ag Council, inviting you to all-you-can-eat crawfish plus shrimp and hamburgers for only $50 a person. All proceeds after expenses go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Sale. Join us Friday, March 16th at the Expo Complex. For more info, contact the Chamber of Commerce.
Weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and also daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Hey, it's going to be 70 today, 73 tomorrow, and 80 by the weekend, it looks like. 43 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.
He couldn't wait any longer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It took a little longer than we thought, but we did it.
Democrat Connor Lamb declared victory after midnight in the race for a vacant Pennsylvania seat in Congress Republicans had held for years. But GOP candidate Rick Saccone is not giving up.
We're still fighting the fight. It's not over yet. We're going to fight all the way to the end.
He trails Lamb by fewer than 600 votes with hundreds of absentee ballots still being counted. House Democrats have more to say about the Russia probe. They claim Republicans on the Intelligence Committee are ending prematurely. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the committee, says he's not giving up on the panel's investigation into possible collusion.